We welcome to our community corner Mary Ann Kirkpatrick. She's president of the board of directors of the Godfrey Miller Historic Home and Fellowship Center. We're here to talk about the upcoming summer lecture series entitled Our Community Response to World War I. Mary Ann, it's great to have you with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Well, thank you, Barry. It's good to be here.
Now, before we get into the series, though, a word about the Godfrey Miller Historic Home and the Fellowship Center.
We are actually owned by Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church, and we are a community outreach for senior citizens in our area. And the Woltz Pavilion is part of the Godfrey Miller Home, and our series will be held there, and a lot of our activities go on in that pavilion.
Now, this is a four-part lecture series, and the first one gets underway tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., and what's the title of that one?
That one is going to be Memorial Avenue, which is now Hanley Boulevard, 1924 World War I plaques. The plaques have been found around Hanley High School, and they are being retrieved, and we're going to hear all about them. And Gene Schultz, who is a local historian and historian of the year for Winchester Frederick County Historical Society, is going to be doing that presentation.
Yeah, these were plaques that were actually on the curbside, weren't they?
Yes. And then the next night, which will be Thursday, the 12th, Gene is going to be talking about some really interesting stories about these veterans that are represented in the memorial plaques.
Now, your third lecture coming up on the 17th, entitled World War I and Women of Winchester.
Yes. And Nancy Braswell, who is a community worker here, will be talking about the women's response. Now, it will have different pieces to it involving church, nursing. Nancy is a nurse. So it'll be more of a collection of ways that the women responded to the war.
Excellent. And then the fourth and last lecture in the series, that'll be on July 19th. And what's the title of that one?
Historical Significance of the World War I Veteran Robert Conrad's Home. And it's so interesting that Sandra Bosley, the Executive Director of Preservation of Historic Winchester, will be giving that presentation because it was that home and trying to preserve it that led to the establishment of Preservation of Historic Winchester.
I'll be darned.
Now, the home no longer stands, but she has pictures of the original home and the wall and so forth that are still standing.
So four lectures in the series, they're $10 each per lecture or $35 for the entire series. Proceeds benefit the programs for seniors there at the center. If we want more information, Mary Ann, what's the website?
GodfreyMillerHome.org.
That first lecture is tomorrow evening. You don't want to miss this series. Mary Ann Kirkpatrick is president of the board of directors for the Godfrey Miller Historic Home and Fellowship Center. Thanks for being with us on the Community Corner.
Sure. Glad to do it.